I mean, the name of the original work by Glaser and Strauss is The Discovery of Grounded Theory. And for many of us reading that, the word discovery suggests there's some kind of objective world out there which we're going to discover. Now, you don't agree with that view, do you? You take a much more of a constructivist view. I mean, how do you see yourself as different from that kind of view, that kind of objectivist view?
Well, I've always been different from that kind of view. But like a lot of 1970s students, I really didn't have the language, and I didn't have the views to put my, to make my philosophical and epistemological views, to apply them concretely in the data. And so even though, even before I went to University of California, San Francisco, I had carved out a philosophical point of view about objectivity, truth, and how much of science is based on consensus, and the notion that a theory stands when a group of scientists will agree that that accounts for the realities that they're observing, the empirical world. So as a master's student, I was reading physical theorists and Thomas Kuhn and people like that in an epistemology course. So I had that background, which has shaped my consciousness and my awareness that there's an interpretive process here. And of course, having a symbolic interactionist background too, it complements that with philosophical pragmatism about the usefulness of theory is in practice and what's useful and how people define that. So I've long had that view, and it does contrast with the notion of discovering an external reality, which is implicit or explicit in some of the earlier works. But there's a real difference between Anselm and Barney, I feel, I've always felt. In conversations with me, I know that Anselm saw much of the discovery book as having rhetorical power. The book was an answer in many ways to quantitative sociology. And in my view, I recall Anselm never expecting the book to have the enormous influence it has had over the decades and the varied audiences that it's had. And certainly it moved into nursing quite quickly because Anselm was teaching nurses all along. The department was in the School of Nursing. There was an absolutely marvelous dean, Helen Naum, who was very innovative and saw the value of bringing in these creative social scientists and with Anselm heading the team. And that's what developed the program. Part of his agreement was to develop a sociology graduate program as well as being part of the School of Nursing. So, and the book developed from, the discovery book developed from their studies of death and dying, their combined studies. But, there's a difference between coming out of the Chicago School of sociology and coming out of the Columbia University quantitative methods.